Good morning. You are listening to Ben and Josh on the morning after, and it's a Tuesday.
Yes.
Which means that we're not alone.
No, Scorpio Bokes. Hi, Val.
Hello. It's so nice to be back.
It's so nice to have you back.
Hello.
You've been away for, several months now.
Yeah.
Six months.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
That really just put in perspective how long we've been working this job as well.
Which kind of,
threw me through a loop. We're very happy that you're back and
you've bought
in a collection for
us. A huge stack of books, and I don't know if I'm going to get through them all, actually.
That's all right.
I might even just do one.
No worries.
I was just telling you guys that I had the great pleasure to be at the Auckland Writers Festival the weekend before last.
Awesome.
And I've just come back fizzing with excitement.
Cool.
And with this enormous stack of books. This is what I've got here is actually maybe a quarter of what I brought back. But the entire stack is Kiwi Writers.
Oh, I love
that.
Which I'm just so excited about. There's some really good publishing going on at the moment. So the writer I was most excited to discover is Rebecca K. Riley, and her debut novel, which I will be pressing into the hands of as many people as I possibly can, is called Greta and Walden. This one here. So let me set up the story.
Please do.
Walden is in his late 20s and still in love with his ex-boyfriend Zabi, who used to drive around Auckland in a ute and now drives one around Buenos Aires.
Mm.
Greta, mid-20s, is in love with her fellow English tutor Holly, who doesn't know how to pronounce Greta's surname, Vladislavljevic.
Oh my God, that was a stunt.
So they live in this tiny Auckland apartment, this brother and sister, and they have to navigate the intricate paths of modern romance as well as weather the small storms of their eccentric, wait for it, Maori, Russian, Catalonian family. So their mother is Maori, their dad is Russian, and their dad's brothers, so their uncle's husband is Catalonian.
Uh-huh. Cool.
So it's just this incredible melting pot. So it's set in a world that is deeply familiar, but also a bit sexier, a bit smarter, a bit funnier, and a bit more stylish than the real one.
Mm.
And it will speak to anyone who's had their heart broken or been on a Tinder date or has wondered about all the things they don't know about their family.
Ooh.
So the chapters alternate between Greta and Walden's viewpoints, which is a clever device that I'm a sucker for.
Mm-hmm.
I think having two protagonists is just very good value because
you
get two stories for the price of one.
Yeah.
So we have Greta, who's working as an English tutor at the university, trying to figure out if she's gay or bi and eke out every dollar between paychecks. She wants to learn Spanish, but her political older brother says she should be learning Tereo. But it's not on Duolingo, and she wants to take her time with her colonial trauma. Thanks very much. So, you know. Walden spent his 20s working in a university lab to become a physicist, and then he has this crushing identity crisis when he realizes that this is not a goal he actually wants at all. So he is now the host of a low-budget travel TV show where he accidentally and reluctantly finds fame and a political platform.
Oh, my goodness. Oh,
but he's heartbroken. And so his ex is his uncle's husband's brother.
Oh, my goodness.
This beautiful, messy family. It's so complicated.
It's like The Sims.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it.
I need a moment.
So this back and forth between the two, which Riley does so seamlessly at just the right moments, gives extra layers and different perspectives on the family. So some people know some secrets, other people know others. Mm-hmm. So you kind of patch it all together. It's just great. So we get to see both Greta and Walden try to find love and contentment. Yes, it's a rom-com, but don't write it off as froth and bubble. It has a lot to say about life in New Zealand today. Mm. And it says it in a way that is quirky and completely hilarious, but leaves you with a lot to think about. And it's not just about romantic love either. It's about the relationships we have with our fathers and our cousins and our brothers and how each of these different types of loves kind of dovetail together and make a complete life. Oh. Anyway, I was so charmed by this fresh, sophisticated, irreverent young voice. Riley has a lot to say about what it's like to be a tertiary educated, multicultural, queer 20-something living in Auckland and figuring out life. Her writing is whip smart, both joyful and snarky as hell, and political but without being overly earnest.
Nice.
So the publisher says that this novel owes as much to Shakespeare as it does to Tinder, but it actually made me think a lot of Oscar Wilde in that it's sort of a comedy of manners. The dialogue's really tight and snappy. Everyone's very quick-witted, and I laughed out loud over and over again. There's this great bit, and the book is full of these great bits, but where one character says to another, "London's boring. You should go to Bucharest. It's like Berlin, but cheaper." And the other one replies, "You hate Berlin. You say it's full of everyone who's too insufferable to stay in Melbourne." And so that's what I mean. It's just gorgeous. And as a Melburnian, I just love that. Look at my copy of the book.
Like, I know, you have so many.
Yeah, I started folding over the pages and now it's this crazy origami thing. They're all the funny bits. Anyway, and I think there's this idea that good books have to be serious or difficult in some way in order to be worthy. But Riley manages to tackle big social issues like racism, prejudice, sexuality, shifting cultural values, financial instability, young people's lack of job security, Maori land rights, toxic relationships. There's just so much material in there. But it's not a book that tackles one issue or one culture or stands on any kind of platform. It's just the whole wonderful, messy pile that makes up life today.
Wow.
And there's a really lovely dynamic between Greta and her friends, Rashmika and Foreshte. And there's this fabulous running joke through the book about the white guy at the party whose name is just too confusing for anyone to remember. So they just call him Greg. So there's just this spectacular othering of the white male, which is very enjoyable. Sorry, guys.
That's all right. We deserve it. Yeah. It's fine.
Anyway, there's Zoomers coming out as monogamists to aghast millennials. And Greta goes on some delightfully awful Tinder dates. And there's some really electric sexcapades and flirtation in there, which are just real and awkward and steamy and fabulous. So much fun. And I know.
Right.
Do you need a moment?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah,
I'm getting hot flushes.
So Greta and Valden's extended family is made up of unique, fully formed characters who could all have their own spin-off book, please, Rebecca. Just saying, that would be just peachy. I just loved this vibrant, complicated family, and I wish I could be invited around to their house for dinner. Aww. Oh, there are so many disastrous family dinners described. They're just epic.
I've never experienced something like that at all. So I'd never be able to relate. You know, my family, we all get along beautifully and peacefully.
That's right, of course.
Yeah,
who doesn't love a dysfunctional, functional family story? Come on. And the descriptions of Auckland are so vivid. I've been to Auckland maybe 3 times in my life, but there were so many points in the story where I was like, oh, I know where that is. I know where they are.
Oh, yeah. That's really awesome.
So it's just very true to life. It's both familiar Kiwi and Maori, but then it's exotic with the Russian Catalonian.
Yeah.
And we end up in Buenos Aires at some point. It's just great. I can't recommend this book highly enough. I think it's exactly what Kiwi Publishing needs right now. And a few other people at work have read it and loved it also. Awesome. We've actually sold out all our copies, but we are taking pre-orders of the next batch.
I was just going to go in and get one.
So fear not, my friends. You can put your name down and we'll put a copy aside for you. Yeah,
fantastic.
It's just a wild ride.
So you've still got a huge stack of books and we've only covered one. Do you want to quickly cover over the other four?
Well, maybe I'll just do this one.
Go for it.
Daniel McLaughlin, do you guys know him? Is he a big Kiwi guy?
I feel like I may have heard the name, but not super well.
His collection of essays, Tranquility and Ruin, is spectacular. And I saw him speak at the festival kind of just as a punt. And he blew me away. He is got to be one of the most beautiful thinkers and fascinating intellects in New Zealand at the moment. So this collection of essays describes a period of uncertainty in his life when he starts to question the value he's placed on like science and technology and progressive politics and rationalism through his 20s.
Oh, no.
So he negotiates this new period of uncertainty and writes about mood disorders and the pitfalls of political hobbyism and effective altruism and meditation and monasteries. And he's just so articulate and relatable. But in exploring all these things, he's very open-minded and curious in a really refreshing way. So that one's going to change my life.
I feel like every new point you said about that guy, I was just like, if I read this, it's going to change my life. I was like,
it's basically going to cure the middle class of all the existential woes.
I think so. Everyone needs to read that.
So yeah. Okay, one more.
Yes, the Ockham winner. Right?
The Ockham winner.
Oh, I saw that and was like, how are we not going to get to it?
Yeah, yeah. No, this one won the prize for fiction, and it's the first short story collection to have won in over a decade.
Wow.
So that's very, very exciting. That one has also sold out, but we're taking pre-orders. Nice. So get your name down, because I think everyone was surprised by this winner as well. So I'm not even sure how many copies are going to be available. So if you find it anywhere, just get it.
Get it. And
we're talking about Bug Week, by the way.
Oh, Bug Week. Sorry, I didn't say the name.
No, you're all
by
good.
By Irini Beautre.
Fantastic.
Also, Kyle Mewburn, who is a Kiwi writer of children's books. His memoir, Faking It, My Life in Transition, is his memoir about becoming a woman.
Wow.
And he is just... Okay, technically he's Australian, but, you know.
We'll put that.
Pavlova, so we're just going to claim
him.
He's just a fantastically funny, very generous writer, and that book is really one to look at. We've talked about the Bridget Williams books before.
Yes, we have.
These fabulous little books. Just, they have so many interesting things to say. This one is Living with the Climate Crisis, Voices from Aotearoa, edited by Tom Doig. Fantastic essays about how to think about climate change and where we go from here. And
all that fun stuff.
Golf.
Yeah.
Woo! Goodness me.
Yes,
I feel like I've got a whirlwind.
We just sprinted through that,
I just got like a crash course in New Zealand literature, and I couldn't be happier.
But you can see how excited I am.
Yeah.
They
all sound fantastic. Well, if you guys would like to win a Scorpio book voucher, go down and get yourself one of these books or get on the pre-order list to get one of those books.
Yes.
You just got to text us in at 021-738-985. And let's see. All I want from you this morning is let us know how many books did we talk about. I need the number of books. We talked about one right at the start and then a few afterwards. So what was the total amount? Text that in to 021-738-985 and we will crown the winner at the end of the show.
Belle, thank you so much for coming in.
Oh, and it's a pleasure to be back.
Catching up
Thanks,
with you.
Guys.
Gosh. Five books.
Five books?
Spoilers!